And I'm pleased to welcome back to Art in the Air, Amy Navratilakis from Art Barn in Valparaiso. How are you doing, Amy?
Oh, hanging in there.
Aren't we all? Well, tell us about, with COVID-19 going on right now, how that's affecting Art Barn, and you still have things going on.
Yeah, we do. It's affecting things a lot. So we have had to close the barn to the public, which we really hated having to do, but that's, that seems to be the way of things. We want to keep our population safe. So we closed our doors, and then we began thinking about, the things that we could do to be engaging our audience. So we have developed some online programs, and some of those have been, been ongoing. Some of them are, they're in shorter bits typically, so we might do a video or a short course or something like that. We're finding that some of those offerings that we're offering are, they're all online, but they're not kind of our typical in-depth class learning environment.
Are you doing any online classes then, or have you gotten to that point yet?
Yeah, so we have offered, our instructor, Sharon Angelina, offered comprehensive art, which is for it's sort of a continuation of what she was offering at the barn for some of her not quite teenagers and teenage students. So she was connecting with them in a short class online. And our board president, Julia Holmes, who's a watercolor instructor, she has been doing what's called a virtual review. And so that meets on Thursdays, and the group gets together and they kind of talk about what they've been working on. So there's a little bit of a critique, but people get to talk about what they're doing, and it's a little bit social. And, that's a nice group. And it's just by donation, so you can participate with just a $5 donation. So.
Well, so you are very active in that. Now, how is this affecting the exhibits there? Obviously, I think the last exhibit you had was Duneland Photography Club.
It was. So actually, that exhibition was kind of winding up around the time things were shutting down with the pandemic. So we wound up that exhibition, and then we decided not to hang the next exhibition, which was our children's art exhibition. And we have postponed that to later on in the summer. I think that's actually a great segue, Larry, because we are, we're going to close down our exhibitions for the time being, but we are looking ahead. So we are planning a Art in Quarantine exhibition, which is all about the art that people are creating during this time. And we're going to be posting some details about that on our website and on our social media pages here real soon. We're just finishing up with the details on that. So the exhibition will be it'll be online, so it'll be on our website between August 15th and September 30th. And then, assuming that the stay-at-home order is kind of lifted and the people are going to be able to go out and about, assuming it's safe for us to hang any pieces and have people come in and look at them, we are going to hang the winning pieces from that exhibition in our lobby area. So, and then if shelter in place is still kind of going on in late August and September, then we'll celebrate our award winners online somehow.
And this obviously affected the juried show, which this year I'm very excited about with opening up to photography. But
I know, and we had to cancel it.
I know.
That's what's supposed to be up right now. So we were really, it was a hard decision, but we decided that we did to go ahead and cancel it this year. But that's kind of why we're doing this other sort of group quarantine show, because we thought maybe some of the same artists might want to participate. So.
And where do they submit things for that show?
It'll all be through our website. So soon we'll have it. We're working on getting the form created and everything. And so it'll be on an online submission. People will fill out a short form and be able to submit an image through that form, and then they'll be able to pay their entry through that form. So it should be very simple to participate. So
very good. Well, that's at artbarnschool.org if you're interested in that. And Art Barn, of course, is located at 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. And they are shut down, but they're still doing things. Amy, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air and updating us on your COVID-19.
Yes, thanks, Larry. We appreciate it.